divine appointment with a non-believer.
I didn't know you really meant you wanted me to share today. Okay. I go to the Y. Yay, Y. And the Lord's just been, about 5 years ago, I was praying just that He would reveal to me what the gospel was. I honestly just felt like I didn't really know. And I grew up in the church, and I you know. And so He did, and He has. He's slowly been revealing that to me. I don't know if you guys feel this way, but sometimes it can still feel awkward to share that. And so I was pondering, even when we were singing, like, these words that we're singing are a miracle. It's amazing what He's done for us. And it takes a miracle to stay awake to that, even, I think, in our world. And so I just have been asking Him to help me, because I feel like I can't even do that on my own. I can't even share the good news of what He's done for me on my own. And so just practicing that with people at the Y. And there's this little girl that I really took a notice of, and just loved her. And she had said something to me about how she didn't have any friends. And so I was like, I'll be your friend. And she just, like, would come. Wherever I was in the Y, she would just come stand next to me. So we've been chatting a little bit. And I've just been praying for her. And we were supposed to get together a couple weeks ago. We actually scheduled a time to get together. And I totally forgot because I threw out my back, and she forgot. And so this week at the Y, I'm, like, walking on the treadmill, and she comes up and stands beside me. I'm like, how are you doing? And she just starts sobbing. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Your heart is hurting. And anyways, I was like, I just want to share something with you. And so in the weakest possible way, because I believed in the power of the seed, it's not in the power of my words or the way that I do it, I just shared with her the love of Christ. And I said, I feel like ever since I met you, I've noticed that you've been searching. Are you searching? And just told her that she was actually created for a relationship with the Lord and for that place in her that's searching to be filled. And it's just kind of funny because even saying that out loud to her, it's like my heart believed it at an even deeper level than I did before. And it's what He's already been speaking to me, just that He not only created me, but He formed me. And I was pondering that, like, my kids, I like them a lot, but I didn't choose them. He chose me, and He not only chose me, but made me the way that He made me. And so just to be able to share that with her and just share the gospel and the blood of Christ and the bad news and the good news, and she's kind of like, uh-huh. I'm like, what do you think of all that? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, that's okay. I'm like, if in this time of hurting, what if you just asked Jesus, if you're real, would you just reveal yourself to me? And it just felt like something happened in my heart with Michael and Brandy. I hope it's okay if I share that. But something happened. Jonathan shared the gospel with him a while ago, 2 years ago. And Brandy's been praying for him for a long time. And all of a sudden, the power of that seed comes alive, and he receives that. That wasn't in anyone's power of the words, but that's the power of our God. And so I had this one last thing. I had this vision a couple weeks ago at the Y that I'm working out, and I'm like in the flesh and alive. And all these people around me are dead, and they're just skeletons. And they don't have the hope, and they don't know Him. And so I do, and I can share that.
Amen.